This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Capital punishment, a feature of the Arizona criminal justice system since 1865. All of that is changing because of a changing of the guard. We'll talk about that. Weather is really, really intense, my friends, depending on where you are listening to me. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, a place that I used to live for many, many years, loved living in Texas, but always was concerned about tornadoes. And tornadoes, it seemed like more and more that was happening, especially where I was living in North Texas. They definitely landed, and the DFW airport, there were sirens and people were told to take cover. People woke up in the morning to tornado sirens in many areas in a place called Grapevine, Texas, which is a stone's throw away from the airport. There were a couple of homes that were ripped up. There were six people that were injured. Luckily, none of them serious enough where they were overnight, but certainly shaking up a lot of people. There is no question about that. And when you see those big funnel clouds coming, what do? And people say, you know, hit the deck. But what is hitting the deck? In my case, when I dealt with tornadoes, there was no shelter. We didn't have a shelter that we had a place where we could go. We didn't have a bunker, so to speak. Maybe it's worth investing in some cases in a bunker. But we didn't have a bunker, so you get in the tub. And you do that thing where you pull the mattress over your head. I mean, I thought that was just a myth, but it's no myth. That's what you do sometimes when you're stuck in a situation of those high winds that are slamming into you. And it's here like that, and then suddenly it's gone. But this was some scary stuff, and weather that people are still dealing with in parts of the southeast and moving toward the northeast. Some of those snowy conditions, heavy rains, lots of road closures in places where they're getting a lot of snow, the Dakotas, Colorado. So absolutely, if you're traveling anywhere, make sure you check to see what's happening weather-wise, especially if you're hitting those highways. What's always really good to me is I had and I still do have a little network of friends who travel for a living, and then those who are truckers that are on the road, and they can always give you the best updates of what they saw despite what might be being reported, because that ebbs and flows, as you know, and it can change within hours, especially if there's any kind of a wicked accident, or not. And that's kind of what we're seeing out there on certainly on the roads. There's a lot of conversation about crypto. I mean, now you know I've told you the story about Sam Bankman-Fried and what's happened. But what's crazy is how he tried to wiggle out of getting out of being in custody in the Bahamas. He said he was depressed and said his family was there. He's a vegan. How can he be in prison because he's a vegan and he's depressed? Maybe he should have thought about that before he allegedly stole a ton of money from people. But he supposedly hit $300 million in this Brazilian firm before the collapse of FTX, that exchange that he was running. You know, we heard those tales lately of $10,000 lunches, and it sounds like it was just his piggy bank. We'll see what they can ultimately nail him on, but they're putting him in one of the worst overcrowded hell holes, frankly, on earth that you can be in the Bahamas, that Bahamian prison in Nassau. But that's where he is in Nassau. That's where he is going for now, because bail was denied, and nothing's getting processed until the beginning of February. So there you go. Got a follow-up. I want to make sure that I get. I had a friend who just recently retired from Customs and Border Patrol in El Paso. He used to be in television. We were television reporters together. But officials in the city of El Paso, Texas, are asking the Biden administration to use military bases because they got a house somehow the illegal immigrants to relieve a strain on their resources because you're coming into the end of Title 42, which will expire on December 21st. So what does that mean? They got about 2,500 crossing into El Paso every day. Can't support them. They're being forced to sleep on the streets. The city manager is talking about maybe the military can house them on the bases as they did with the Afghan refugees because we don't know what to do. With the number 42 going away, the numbers that's increasing, this is an emergency situation. It's a federal crisis that's happening in the border of El Paso. So there's got to be some sort of a federal operation. You got the homeless shelters that are over capacity. You know, think about 2,500 a day, and what the Pentagon is saying is that they're getting requests from the Department of Homeland Security, and they're waiting to figure out what they're going to do. I mean, they're already waiting for FEMA reimbursements for spending $5 million between July and September to support the situation, and another $4.7 million for the cost of this spike in the border. And I bring this up because one of my very first jobs was in television. I was a reporter anchor at KTSM Channel 9 in El Paso, and I saw firsthand what that was like. I went out a bunch with the Border Patrol, and it was not pretty then. And so now we're talking about a couple decades later, and the situation is still ratcheting up. And then what do you do? And it's like they're stuck on their own, and people rip DeSantis and the governor of Florida and Governor Abbott in Texas for sending illegal immigrants, busing them or flying them into areas up north to prove the point of what do you want us to do here, right? And so the situation is really untenable in some areas. You know, you've got gaps in border walls, you got issues there, and you have crossings in other areas. We've talked about Arizona, where some of the barriers, they got to build or upgrade them, and who's being impacted, the locals on the other side, and how do you honestly deal with this, the high number of encounters. What do you do? It's the power of the purse, and it's the power of manpower that you don't have. And this is a serious situation that will have numbers shoot up that are really, really tough to figure out. What is it that we're going to do? Like in Texas, they're doing these truck inspections because they're finding that people are, of course, that's one way to smuggle people in. It's another way to get through customs and be able to figure out ways to maneuver around and get more people in. So trying to stop them from crossing illegally, return to the border, and then arrest the criminals who violate the laws. So this 42, this Title 42, is a very big, big deal. Stay with us.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
We're going to talk about 2022. We keep looking back on some of the things that happened, and we've talked a lot about Brittany Griner, a lot about Ukraine, a lot about inflation and how crazy housing was in the first part of 2022, where houses were being snapped up right and left in some super desirable areas, and people were getting $200,000, $300,000 more than they expected for homes in some cases. And now how that's come back down to earth, and then mortgage rates suddenly in the second half of the year, because of what we're seeing, went up the interest rates, and what the feds do with the interest rates makes a very big difference. And so it's been a very strange year from the beginning, and swinging into Omicron, that variant that really didn't set the world on fire of opening doors and everybody's who were celebrating, because lots of people came down with COVID, but then that opened the doors to a lot of home testing and people monitoring it themselves as to, you know, what was going to happen. And I talked about, you know, when you have a change of the guard of governor, you have, for example, the Oregon governor commuting all 17 of the state's death sentences. You have the governor in Arizona who doesn't want the death penalty either. And you look at the, you know, capital punishment there. And over the years, Arizona did away with capital punishment, then reinstated it. And if you went back to the first time it was ever used, I want to say it was hanging, and it was in the early 1900s, and then it was lethal gassing. And there's always been conversations about, is it too harsh? What states don't have the death penalty? Officially, there's 22 states that do not have the death penalty. Arizona not on that list now, but I think Katie Hobbs would like it to be on the list. And then you hear the stories of some horrific things that have happened to families. And what is when a monster comes out and does something that we just cannot even process. You go back to, is it biblical, eye for an eye, you know, kind of thing, or not, or are there other ways? I mean, is it a deterrent to crimes? And coming up in 2023, we're going to look deeper into this, and I've covered an actual execution. I've covered lots of crime in the past and what the prosecutions were like, but we're going to talk to a lot of people about thoughts on the death penalty and what does it mean coming into what does it actually mean as we progress as far as what's being used, and are there states that have that changing of the guard, like I said, that are making a move to abolish it, or is there a push for reinstatement in some other areas? But now it's time for the 2022 Rewind. Yes, so 2022 was a year where we saw some celebrities who, sadly, we lost. I mean, of course, there's always a list of people that's, you know, death and taxes. But Olivia Newton-John, that was one that really stuck with a lot of people. I think it's because of sort of some of the fairy tale things that she was in, Grease with John Travolta, you know, etc. Queen Elizabeth's death in September, one of the high-profile deaths in 2022. The Brits had a huge send-off, obviously, for a woman who was the longest reigning of the monarchs in modern times, for, you know, for sure. There was the surprise sadness of Bob Saget, the actor comedian who had just come off a stage, was traveling, loved doing that. He was on a popular sitcom, Full House, and he was also the host of America's Funniest Home Videos. He died in the beginning of January, found in his hotel room, and he had died from something that happened to his head. And there was calls for investigations. It wasn't a nefarious thing. It wasn't a homicide, but it was a very, very sad, surprising thing to hear. Let's put it that way. Meatloaf in January too, superstar rock star, loved by millions for his Bat Out of Hell album, and remember Paradise by the Dashboard Light. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I'd do anything for love. You remember that one? He died January 20th, 74 years old. Louis Anderson was a funny guy, 68. He was a comedian and actor for 4 decades, and we lost him as well in January. There were so many, of course, we can't go through all of them, but deaths that really kind of stood out. For some reason, the Golden Globes, because they just announced them the other day, the Golden Girls struck a chord with a lot of different people, even younger people who watched this show with relatives that were babysitting them or whatever. But Estelle Harris, 93 years old, or actually, yeah, 93, Estelle Harris, not part of that, but Estelle Harris, I'm confusing her. She was the mother on Seinfeld, and she was Mrs. Potato Head in Toy Story, and she was George Costanza's mother, specifically on Seinfeld, but she was 93. So it's different when you talk about someone who's 93 versus someone who's in their 30s, 40s, 50s even. Naomi Judd was a shocker. 76 years old, died by suicide. There was a lot that came out about Naomi Judd and depression that a lot of people were not aware of. And this was right before she was being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And speaking of that, Mickey Gilley, I met Mickey Gilley when I was just a kid, a country singer who had a place, a honky-tonk, that inspired Urban Cowboy, a 1980s movie that John Travolta actually starred in. And he died, like I said, at the age of 86 in May. Fred Ward, this guy was great. He's another guy that I had a little interview with once. And he played in, The Right Stuff, Tremors, The Player. He's kind of one of those tough guys with sort of a tender underbelly, I'll say. But you would recognize him if you don't know who he is. Ray Liotta, 67 years old. He was Henry Hill in Goodfellas. He was Shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams. He starred in a lot of movies. Again, 67. He died in May. Tony Siragusa, funny guy. If you watch the NFL, you would know who Siragusa is, the goose. I talked to him a couple of times about football. He's super, super funny, very charismatic, defensive tackle. Part of one of the most celebrated, maybe, defenses in NFL history with the Ravens. He died in June 22nd, specifically. James Caan, you remember him from The Godfather. He was Sonny Corleone, and he was also the dying football player in Brian's Song, a casino boss in Las Vegas. 82 years old. And speaking of people with the gangster ties, Paul Sorvino, 83 years old. And he was in Goodfellas, too. And he played a sergeant in Law and Order at one point in his career. Bill Russell, the NBA great. He was part of a dynasty for the Celts. 11 championships in 13 years. And he was the last two of those years as the first black head coach in any major U.S. sport, 88. I mentioned Olivia Newton-John. She was 73. I mean, you know her, some of her songs, Physical, You're the One I Want. She was Sandy in Grease. And there was a lot of outpouring for her, I think, again, because of what that brought up in people, the things that they had seen. Wolfgang Petersen, the German filmmaker who had this epic movie, Das Boot, and In the Line of Fire, Air Force One, The Perfect Storm, they were all his movies. 81 years old. Len Dawson, Hall of Fame quarterback. Oh, Kansas City Chiefs got them to their first Super Bowl title. He was nicknamed Lenny the Cool, 87 years old. Bernard Shaw, CNN anchor, had smooth, dulcet tones, 82. RIP. That's Rewind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been denied bond in the Bahamas because he's a flight risk. It might be days or even weeks before Bankman-Fried comes back to the U.S. to face charges that could land him in prison for life. At a press conference on Tuesday, U.S. Attorney Damian Williams called it one of the biggest frauds in American history. Williams also said this.
To any person, entity, or political campaign that has received stolen customer money, we ask that you work with us to return that money.
And an Iranian soccer player has been sentenced to death, according to Iran Wire. 26-year-old Amir Nasser Azadani was arrested in November for protesting and in relation to the killing of a police colonel. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Joins us now. He's written a very interesting book, and he's the perfect guy to do it, and we're going to explain why in this interview. It's called The Simplified Short Bible, a short chronological summary of the Old and New Testaments. Peter, thanks for coming on.
Glad to be here.
You and I talked off the air, and you've had an interesting background working, like, at one point for the Government Accountability Office. You did studies all over the world, so you dealt with a lot of different people. And I think in your profession, and you can tell us more, but you had to simplify things, didn't you?
Yeah, that was what I did for about 3 decades. I took on major issues, complicated issues, and tried to summarize them, well, study them for a long period of time, and then simplify them and put them in kind of lay language for busy people. So sometimes I'd be working with a team for, say, a year on a particular topic, and we'd have thousands of pages of notes and documents, and we had to make sense of it all and then write something that was maybe 100 pages long or maybe even 50 pages long. So that was what I did for more than 30 years. And as I got close to the end of leaving one particular profession, I thought, what am I going to do next? And COVID was about, it just started taking effect, and I had time. And so I thought, well, I think what I'll do is I'll try to take my skills and simplify the Bible, because I found that the Bible was very long and complicated and difficult to understand, written out of several thousand years ago, lacked certain details that I thought were important for people to know about. So I took that on.
So how do you do that? I mean, we just set up the skills that you have. How do you break that down? Do you just start looking at stories? Do you start looking at passages? Obviously, that's part of it. But how do you go about that undertaking?
Well, I first have to have kind of the big picture in mind. So I need to understand the whole story before I can actually put it into a storyline that makes logical sense. So, you know, luckily I've been studying the Bible for about 50 years, and I've read hundreds of books and heard thousands of sermons, so I pretty much know the story. But to me, it was always a little bit fuzzy. It was like having the pieces of a puzzle spread out on the table and not really understanding how they all fit together. Plus, there was no box to look at to figure out what it was I was trying to put together. So I actually had to study the Bible in a different way and think about what are the themes here and what's the storyline, what's the plot, who are the characters, how does it all fit together? And so once I was able to identify those main themes, there's probably 10 or 15 of them, I was then able to figure out what parts of the Bible I needed to keep and what areas needed to be amplified. For example, between the Old Testament and New Testament, there's about 400 years where nothing is described. And to a normal person who is reading a book, they start at the beginning and they read it to the end. But that's not the way the Bible was put together. There are 66 separate books that all got put together in a very unusual order. And so I had to understand those themes and then figure out what that flow was, and then fill in the gaps. So that 400 years between Old Testament and New Testament, the Greeks came around, the Romans came around, and people at that time knew that, but we didn't have that knowledge. So that was totally left out of the Bible. So I had to fill in those kind of gaps. And I also had to explain some of the key concepts that people at that time knew, but we don't know it. For instance, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, there's a reference to helping people by keeping burning coals on their head. Well, we don't know what that means. It actually is a good thing, but we think of it as somebody who's trying to burn somebody else or do them harm. It's not like that at all. So I needed to see those themes and then explain them in a way that a person who was not familiar with the Bible would understand.
Yeah, the burning coals. Well, you're right. That's absolutely what you think of when you, well, I mean, what do you think of when you think of that? So you're not going to tell us everything, but it's too much suspense here. What does that mean? The heaping burning coals.
Yeah. Well, so it was in the context of helping somebody. Like your enemy wants you to do something and says, you know, if they ask you for your shirt, give them two shirts. And by doing this, you're heaping burning coals on their head. Well, at that time, people were making fires for warmth out of coal or, you know, kindling. But when a person was running out of coals, they would go to other people's homes and say, can I borrow some coals? And eventually, you know, you had enough to get your fire going. At that time, they carried things on their head, like they do now in many parts of the world.
Sure.
That's what they do. So when you heap burning coals on their head, you're actually giving them lots of coal for their fire so they don't have to go around to lots of people. So it's a really extravagant way of treating somebody who's actually your enemy, which is, you know, love your enemy. I mean, that's one of the themes in the Bible. So the heaping burning coals is actually loving your enemy in an extravagant way. And by doing so, it actually causes that enemy to think, what's going on here? Why am I treating this person in a bad way? And it actually can result in a more peaceful relationship between the two parties.
So interesting. How many people have gone through that and have no idea? They just skim over it and have no idea whatsoever what that means, and you just explained it so brilliantly. So, again, this is the Simplified Short Bible, a short chronological summary of the Old and New Testaments. And you talk about 10 to 15 themes, you know, main themes. And so, obviously, people need to get it, and then they can find out what they are. But tell us another one.
I think many of the themes are very relevant to today's world. And one of them is how to treat people who are disadvantaged or immigrants or refugees or the poor. And one of the themes in both the Old and the New Testament is compassion for people who are disadvantaged in some way. And you see that it goes throughout the whole Bible. And to me, that's something that we need to hear because we seem to lack compassion for people who need help.
Yeah, well put. That's it. I mean, and you see that weaved in, but I think, again, that's something that may get lost in some of what we don't understand because of the way, as you say, the Bible is written. What do you ultimately hope, and you're saying it, that people take away from reading your book?
Well, I hope people understand the big picture. And I would say that when I started this project, even though I had been studying the Bible for 50 years or more, I still didn't really understand it. Being a Christian, I knew the New Testament very well. But the Old Testament kind of was like little bits and pieces that seemed to relate to the New Testament, but it really didn't hold together. And so when I did this, when I took this project on, I ended up seeing a logical flow of ideas that unfolds over time. And it begins, it has a definite beginning, it has a definite end. We haven't gotten to the end yet, but these themes kind of unfold over time, over several thousand years with lots of different characters. And I want people to see what those themes are. I didn't get them. My parents were involved in Christian ministry, non-denominational ministries of various types all over the world for more than 60 years. And I would say that they did not understand all of it. They focused mainly on the New Testament and the person of Jesus and what happened to him and how he can change people's lives. But they didn't see the big picture in other areas. It's a little bit like going into a movie that's 3 hours long and you come in and only see the last hour. You've missed the first 2 hours, and you can still kind of get a sense of what the story is about, but you miss the richness and the connections to the past. And so I'm hoping that by having a shorter book that is written in chronological order and explained, has some of the important things filled in, so a person who's never kind of read the whole Bible will see these themes and see the flow of ideas and finally get the big picture.
Yeah, that's a perfect summary of that. And we want to say, too, 90% of the profits, right, go to nonprofits?
Yes, I've set up a family foundation called the Bylsma Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And the profits from the sale of this book and other books related to it, for instance, I'm having it translated into Portuguese and Spanish and French and German and other languages. I also have a student version. There's also a longer version, not the simplified short Bible, but just called the short Bible. All the profits, well, 90% of the profits from the sale of these books will flow into this nonprofit foundation. And then we will use those funds to support the poor in spirit, to promote justice, to help spread the truth around the world. So I'm not interested in getting wealthy off the sale of God's book.
Right, you want people to know, yeah.
I want people to know the story, and then yeah. I want to be able to use the profits to continue to help the world be a better place to live.
Yeah, I love it. All right, you can go to authorreputationpress.com. You can pick it up there or wherever great books are sold, Amazon, etc. Thank you.
And theshortbible.com is our website where different versions of the book can be purchased.
Excellent. Peter, thank you so much.
Okay, Kay. Thanks.
Hey,
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hometown Kid, City Kid, a true story of a basketball team amidst demographic change. Jim Dimmock Jr. joins us, and his story is one that some people might even know. For those who don't, we're going to enlighten you as to what it was like and what he went through. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. I'm glad to be here.
What was it that finally made you decide, I'm going to tell the story, I'm going to write this story?
Well, I was hired as the boys basketball coach in Richfield, Minnesota in 2001. I was the coach there for 9 years. The school district was going through rapid demographic change. My basketball team was 80% white kids who lived in homes. They were sons and they were sons of homeowners in Richfield my first year. My last year, the basketball team was 80% black kids. And as I went through these 9 years and I shared what was going on with my inner circle of friends and my family, everyone said, you've got to write a book, Jim. This is about a lot more than just basketball. You need to write a book. So that's how it got started.
And what was it like when the demographics changed? What did you deal with? What was it like for the team? What was it like as far as administrative pressures, I guess, and parents?
Well, first of all, I can say that the kids got along great. Getting the parents together was a whole different issue. And there were many white parents in Richfield who welcomed the diversity, welcomed the competition, welcomed these African-American kids in. But there was a small group of people that did not like that change. And the book actually has five different storylines that are all parallel storylines that unfold over these 9 years. And they are a collection of separate incidents that kind of tell this story. And the first storyline is the high school boys basketball team, and we went to the state tournament, first state tournament trip in 31 years. We had packed gyms on Friday nights. It was really fun. The second storyline is about the youth program, the kids in grades 1 through 8 that were playing basketball, and how their parents reacted to the fact that my first year, the youth program was 95% white kids, and after 2 years, it was 50-50. And the third storyline is the community, and right from the get-go, there was a small group of citizens. They called themselves the concerned citizens. They did not have kids on the team, and they tried to get me fired. In my second year, after my fourth year, and after my ninth year. And after my ninth year, they were successful with a brand new administration. And the fourth storyline is open enrollment. And in Richfield at this time, the last 3 or 4 years I was there, about 10% of the student body of high school age students were open enrolling out of Richfield to a neighboring, more affluent white high school. And 10% of the high school students in Richfield were open enrolling in from South Minneapolis, and they were almost all African-American kids. So you had one-tenth of the high school age students open enrolling out and one-tenth open enrolling in, and that was a hot-button issue. And when kids from Minneapolis displaced Richfield kids, a lot of people didn't like that. And my detractors, I'm sure, would argue that my firing had nothing to do with race. It was about open enrollment, and it was about me recruiting kids into the community that were not Richfield kids. However, if you look at the percentage of open enrollment kids in the basketball program, that never changed over 9 years. It went from a white team of Richfield kids to a black team of Richfield kids. And the fifth storyline is about coaches being fired. And in Minnesota, there was a bill passed in 2007, whereas a high school coach, if he or she gets fired, he or she can request a hearing in front of the school board and state their case why they should be reinstated. And I exercised this right, and I listed the positive attributes of the program, both academically and athletically. And then I showed the school board with charts and definitions and pie graphs that if we ran the program the way the complainers wanted us to run it, it would be a textbook case of systemic racism, backed up with an argument of tokenism. And so it's those five storylines, and they all kind of intertwine and tell the story of how this inner-ring, tight-knit suburb reacted to this. And there was a lot of positives, but there were some negatives.
How tough was it for you, and obviously because you were passionate, you liked coaching the team, the kids got along, the kids were easy, it had to be really tough on you to constantly battle these opinions of people and what they were doing, and then ultimately getting fired had to be rough on you. How did you bounce out of that?
Well, what happens is, Kate, every year that you go through this, and people come at you and attack you, your skin gets thicker. And, it wasn't easy. It definitely wasn't easy. It was tougher on my wife and my father than it was on me. But, I mean, every time something happened, my skin was thicker. And I came to realize early on that these people were going to try to get me fired for any possible reason they could think of. So I had to be perfect in all of my behavior. And that just became like a sixth sense. You were always aware that somebody was trying to, you know, watch you make a mistake somehow and then tell everybody and then spread the word and add up more evidence as to why I should be fired.
Mm.
And in the end, when I was fired, it was not embarrassing at all. Everybody was surprised, I think. I mean, a lot of Richfield people came up to me and told me, you know, we didn't want you fired. We had no idea. We had no idea this was coming. You did a great job. Thanks so much. So I had a lot of positive feedback from people in Richfield throughout the entire process.
What do you hope people who are listening to this conversation across the U.S., what do you hope they take away from your book, this conversation, and getting your book, Hometown Kid, City Kid, A True Story of a Basketball Team Amidst Demographic Change?
Well, you know, if I could back up a little bit, I also realized that in order to give the documentary of what happened in my 9 years there a platform, I had to write a short history of the suburb and a short history of the high school athletic program. So, you know, and I've had people tell me that have read the book, well, it tells the story of the inner ring suburbs of Minneapolis. It tells how those suburbs have changed demographically. And I would like the book to raise questions about how we as northern United States white people react to this when kids of color move into our school district. And, you know, it forces us to look ourselves in the eye and ask ourselves, now, are we being welcoming or are we being old-fashioned and racist about this? And one of my friends said, when you add up all the separate incidents, you have to ask the question, was race an issue? And I know that the answer to that question is going to be divided. There'll be some people that would say race is not an issue here at all. It wasn't an issue. And other people have told me, well, race was definitely an issue. So there's two different opinions on this situation that I went through. And when I went through this, when they were trying to fire me two times, it was a big deal in Minnesota. It made the major newspapers. It was on talk show radio. And there was a big public debate statewide about me and about open enrollment. But they didn't really talk about demographic change at all. That was kind of swept under the carpet. And the book shows that that was part of this whole controversy.
Wow. What do your family and friends think now that, yes, you did it, you did the book?
Oh, I've had a lot of positive feedback. In fact, I was over at Richfield for a parade 3 weeks ago, and a woman came running up to me. Oh, I got your book. I read the book. I loved it. I'm telling all my friends to read it. I had a retired gentleman in his 80s who played sports for Richfield back in the 1960s when they were a statewide power, and he came up to me and he said, Jim, I read your book. It's awesome. It tells the good and the bad about Richfield, and we needed to hear that. So there's been a lot of positive comments from Richfield people, which has really given me encouragement.
Well, good luck with the book. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Jim Dimmick Jr., Hometown Kid, City Kid, A True Story of a Basketball Team Amidst Demographic Change, all the things that he talked about, the five storylines, all of that is wrapped into this. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.